B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Oh. Pardon me if I'm a little bit nervous. I've never done this before.
Yes, yes, sir. Can I have your name, please, sir?
No, it's okay. It's me. I work with Mr. Fogles.
Mr. Fogles?
Scott Fogle.
Scott Fogle.
Fogle.
How do you spell it? V. Vogel?
Well, let me look at the check here.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. It's Scott Fogle.
Fogle. Scott Fogle.
Yeah.
And that has to do with me. How, sir? I mean, I'd like to help you. What can I do for you? I need your name.
Well, he's the guy that set this up. He doesn't work directly for the Democratic National Committee. He works for a subgroup.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one that set this up. And like I said, I'm a little bit nervous, and I'll be honest with you. I've already done the early voting, and I voted for Mr. Trump, but Mr. Fogle says it doesn't matter, and I could really use the money. I mean,
so are you calling with some kind of focus group, sir? To get
I'm not real comfortable with it, but I can't remember the last time I had $1,500 in my pocket.
You're getting paid $1,500 to cold call people?
I was under the impression that you got it as well.
That I got what so, as well?
$1,500.
I got where did I get where did I get $1,500 from? From Scott Scott Volvo?
It's Fogle, F-O-V-A-L. Where do we want to? You tell me when we're rolling, and should I go with the bird dog in first, or should I go with the slander first? I just want you to. I don't believe any of these things.
Okay,
but I need the money.
You need the $1,500. Now you're telling me I was supposed to get $1,500 too.
I was told that I'd call this number,
mm-hmm.
and you would say ahoy.
Yes.
And that I would say ahoy.
Right.
And you'd know what was going on.
So, secret code word, and that we'd both say ahoy, almost like a spy or something, and then we'd know that we're on the same page?
Well, I never thought of it like a spy, but it'd be so we know who each other and that we both know Mr. Fogle.
Okay.
And we know that we're going to slam Mr. Trump.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and make you look bad.
Okay, then let's do this. I want you to get your $1,500. I don't think that I should take money out of anybody's hand or mouth, so to speak. How did you come into contact with this Mr. Scott Fogle and the 15? Did you call him or did he call you?
No, he called me, and I when somebody calls me and I don't know him, I immediately say, "How did you get this number?"
aren't the senior citizens taught that if somebody calls that it's unsolicited, you just hang up on them? Sounds to me like you continued the conversation with this Mr. Scott Fogle.
Well, I was gonna hang up on him. He said, "Hold on, I'm with the government."
Oh, you better not hang up on him. You better not. Sounds very official.
Well, it did, and he said, "I got good news for you, Mr. Margolene."
Oh, you just told me your name, sir.
Well, you take that out, could you?
It's too late now for that. I could have done that, Mr. Margolene.
He said he got me off the voter rolls and identified me as mentally unstable.
And you believed him?
I didn't fully believe him until the FedEx man showed up here about 2 hours ago.
All right, do you want to do some kind of interview with me? I don't want to hurt you, Mr. Margaret. Can I have your first name?
You can call me Mr. X.
Your first name is Robert, right?
Yeah.
All right, Robert, I'll call you Mr. X. Is that okay? Would you prefer that?
I sure would appreciate it. I don't want this shit now.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously, this is the first time he's done something like this. Longtime resident and Fuller Brush salesman, Robert Margoline, would like to be identified as Mr. X so that he can go and make $1,500 unethically, not illegal, so that he can go and ask me some questions and make me look bad. Go ahead, Mr. X.
I want you to understand, I don't believe any of this.
I understand, go ahead. How do we do this again? Again, let's exchange. I say, ahoy, Mr. X.
Well, what I'll do...
Aren't you supposed to say ahoy back?
Yeah, well, when you say ahoy, I'll say ahoy back.
Yeah.
And then what I'm going to do...
Yeah.
Is I'm going to slam Mr. Trump, okay?
All right, let's go. You ready?
I'm going to make a lot of false accusations.
Uh-huh.
Although, maybe should I bird dog you before I slander Mr. Trump?
Oh, you got to, you slander Mr. Trump, and then when I go and resist a little bit, bird dog me.
I thank you for your help. I've never done this before.
I understand.
I'm a beginner.
I understand. Aren't you the Robert Margoline that from Chillicothe, Ohio?
I'm Mr. X.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, I understand that... that you are a media outlet?
Yes, we are. We are 96K Rock WRXK Radio here in beautiful Southwest Florida.
Yes. I would like to come forward to report to you that...
yes?
Donald Trump raped me.
Well, now, hold on a second, sir. Donald Trump, you're alleging Donald Trump raped you?
I'm not alleging, sir. He raped me.
Well, take me there. What happened?
Well, I was a young man in search of fame and fortune in New York City. I had dreams of being a Broadway dancer, a dancer on Broadway.
That's a scary place for a country boy. Yes.
Yeah, I was a real pretty boy.
Uh-huh.
I was very attractive.
Uh-huh. That's okay, and, Mr. X.
And I happened to be walking by Trump Tower. And
when you were a young boy?
Yes.
Had you already met Margie by then?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Mr. X. Okay, so you're walking by Trump Tower as a young man, a young pretty boy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And...
What are you doing, sir, Mr. Margoline? I mean, Mr. X, what are you doing?
I'm a little nervous because of Donald Trump raping me 30 years ago. I took up smoking because of him.
Yeah, and you can't get that Zippo to light, can you?
No, sir. I was walking by Trump Tower, just as pretty as I could be, pretty as a picture.
Yeah, and?
And I had a very pert ass.
You had a pert ass.
Yes, sir. I wasn't all that surprised when Donald Trump run down all them flights of stairs as he seen me from the window, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he come out and he give me a smack on the ass.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, pardon me. And he said, what you doing, baby?
Yeah.
And I said, well, sir, I'm new in town, and I just rented a place, and I got to get some furniture. He said, well, you know, I love furniture.
Uh-huh.
And I know a real good furniture shopping place.
Yes.
And, yeah. And he said, why don't I come with you? I said, well, oh, okay. In hindsight, after he grabbed my ass, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, we went furniture shopping.
Yeah.
And he took me in a dark room.
Yeah.
And he raped me. Let me tell you just how bad a man he is. I was just a young boy, 25. And
25.
And I tell
25.
You what, I was when I woke up, because I think he probably drugged me.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I'd been split in half by a log splitter.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, Mr. X, Margaline, let me ask you this, sir. And let's see if...
How am I doing?
Let's see if Scott Folville gets his $1,500 worth out of this. You're doing very well. Couple of questions I have for you, Mr. X. Did you like it?
No. And I'm supposed to mention that he did not use lubrication. I want to emphasize, it felt like somebody took a long
letter to me. Now,
hold on a second.
What's the matter?
It just feels so good to finally get this story out. It has been haunting me my entire lifetime. Log splitter.
Yeah.
Log splitter.
Log splitter.
And yet, the son of a bitch tested me.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Standing.
and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. The best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 J-Rock.
That's what we've been told. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. We made it to Friday, and it is International Beer Day right now. As we speak, K-Rock is at Big Head Tavern in Naples. 14,710 Miami Trail in Naples. Serving Kona Big Wave right now. And your first one, if you're in there, 96 cents. Big old 9-6 center. And before this break is over with, give somebody a chance to get a $25 gift card to Big Head.
Right on.
And in the running for $400 worth of gift cards. $100 from all of our stops today. But that's still to come. Don't, I'm not doing it yet.
Don't get worked up yet.
Big Head Tavern in Naples where Kona Big Wave, they're serving up your first one, 96 cents for International Beer Day.
Right on.
Hell
yeah.
Let me go over to Junior's over there. Junior, you there?
What's up?
What are you eating something?
Yeah, I was in the middle of eating.
What were you eating?
Tater chips.
I want to go back to yesterday's show, yesterday's broadcast during the news with Mark Haney.
Yeah, what about it?
Haney did a story about a football coach at Michigan who coached from, like, what was it, Haney, 1897 to 1898 or something?
Yeah, it was 1897 to 1899, and then he hit it big in the Yukon in 1908.
Yeah, he hit the big gold rush. Hit the mother load.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, Haney and I like visuals, and Junior put up a picture of a football coach kneeling with a phone to his ear, saying that that was the coach. And we're like, no, it's not. And we determined that that was Bo Schembechler, probably from the late 60s, early 70s. Had nothing to do with the coach. And you say, what did you say, Junior? Well, that's the only thing that popped up for it, right?
It was a major brain fart on my part.
Because he typed in Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that from.
From the Absolute Law text line. The coach Haney was speaking of was Coach Gustav Ferbert, who was head football coach in 1897. And it talks about him striking it rich. It was right on Wikipedia, a whole rundown on who the coach was, how he went out to the Yukon, struck gold and everything. And he sent us all the information on Coach Gustav.
And there's Gustav, right there.
And then he follows it up with, can I produce your show?
Yeah, it would be like, you know, when they're on TV and they're talking about something, and all of a sudden a picture just pops up behind them.
Yes.
And it could be nothing but, you know, a roll of crime tape. Crime.
Right.
So we're talking about this, and imagine behind our heads, we're talking about the coach of Michigan in 1897, and Gustav. a picture of Bo Schembechler on the phone shows up.
I don't know what happened.
I just, again, rule number one.
To make you guys look good. Yeah.
And then when I ask him what the hell he's doing, he says, yeah. I must have accidentally typed in Bob.
Bob.
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
I have no idea.
And how does... the coach's name is Gustav.
Yeah.
But he must have accidentally typed in Bob.
Yeah. For some reason, the name Bob was on my mind.
Then
I don't know why. And then Bo popped up, yeah.
So you just typed in Bob and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I just rolled the dice.
Is that really him there?
That's Mr.
That's
Gustav.
An old-timey photo, Stan.
It is. I don't see a phone to his ear.
That looks like the late 1800s right there.
It looks believable.
It looks believable.
I'm pretty sure that's Gustav.
Okay, I'll take your word for
Gustav
it.
Who?
Yeah, Gustav Ferbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't miss that.
Gustav Ferbert. Yeah. All right, it's International Beer Day. Here's the deal. K-Rock's at Big Head Tavern right now. Caller number 9. Got that number down, Junior? Caller 9 on the K-Rock line.
So we're here, and the radio station, the entire radio station, K-Rock, has left and gone to the tavern.
We're represented, and I know there's some people from K-Rock who are over at the tavern taking full advantage of International Beer Day.
So we'll hold it down here, yes. Stan and Haney, until K-Rock gets back.
Well, they're going to another bar after that.
Oh, of course they are.
$25 to Big Head Tavern in Naples, and it gets you in the running for the grand prize, $100 from each bar that we're at. 27796002$ to Big Head Tavern, all part of International Beer Day. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. It's International Beer Day. And we gave away our first $25 gift certificate of the day. This $25 to Big Head Tavern. And Junior, who's our big winner, our first one of the day?
Our caller number 9 was Mike Swozy.
Congratulations to Mike Swozy. Another chance, the K-Rock truck and a bunch of people with the radio station that just want to tie one on. They're on their way now to Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach. They'll be arriving right around 3:30 in the afternoon over at Mangoritas.
Yes. Yeah. Probably just, you know, you'll hear them coming.
Yeah. Oh, you will. A lot of horns blowing at the truck.
I can see Junior is staring at us now. Like, why don't I get to do that?
Yeah. That'd be something he'd love to do.
Hell yeah.
Mangoritas going to be serving up Shock Top. Your first one, 96 cents. 96 cents. Mangoritas, our next stop, and that'll be in a little less than an hour, right around 3:30 this afternoon.
Junior made a big mistake.
Well, I won't go into all of them, but what mistake?
What are you
did
eating, by the way?
Tater chips.
Jesus.
He made the mistake of
becoming friends with us.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
I would say.
Really been detrimental to his life.
It sure has.
But he made the mistake of sending me a message on social media.
Oh, jeez.
You like that, didn't you?
Jeez.
That looked amazing.
I didn't have time for that, but I thought, oh, I haven't been able to find his profile.
His page.
Where you told me that a while ago he'd written some left-wing manifesto.
Yes, and did you find it?
Yeah, because he helpfully sent me the link.
Yeah.
And so I looked at everything that he'd posted.
Yeah.
Just get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid off. What is it?
You are so delusional.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
But we're the crazy ones.
Yeah, we're the crazy ones.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're talking about.
I can't read his page.
Well, I'll never look at it again.
See what I mean?
But I finally had to see what he had on there, and he's so much worse than I thought.
Well, he tries to be on his best behavior around you. When he's free to go on his own page, he lets it fly.
Do you think, since you have known Stan and I, that you have improved at all as far as thinking for yourself?
No, he hasn't. No.
Have you?
No. I think I can think for myself pretty freely.
That last post he'd put on was last week. Last 5 days?
It's like a month.
It never, and then I'll respect you enough to say I won't go into the subject matter, but it never even occurred to him that that could be a hoax.
Yeah.
A kid.
Yeah. But he buys right into it. Buys right into the mob.
Where it's something designed to elicit a reaction.
Well, I reacted.
An emotional instead of a logical.
And if the person that did that knew, they would be laughing at you.
I'd take the whole site down if I were you, so hey, no, don't look at it anymore.
I didn't know. don't worry about it. I'm looking at it, I'm going, well, here's an unguarded look in Junior's mind, and it's just so much worse than I thought.
He's on his best behavior around you. Grab bag brought to you by the
But we were making progress.
No, you're not. US 41 North Naples bringing us the grab bag today. And as we've been telling you, it's International Beer Day.
Let's start the show.
Why not start the weekend off with a nice cold beer?
I love a beer. Thank you.
Did you know today is International Beer Day?
Yeah. You like beer?
Me love beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
From IPAs to stouts to porters and ales.
I mean, I love beer.
Sure feels like beer o'clock.
It's beer o'clock. I'm buying.
Why celebrate today, though?
It's International Beer Day.
Cheers.
Yeah, and I always used to like to say it's beer 30. That used to be mine. K-Rock on the way over to Mango Rita's. They're going to be there for a little while. They get there about 3:30 today. Shock Top, first one, 96 cents.
What was it that the madman Mike Gillen used to do when it was an excuse for him to drink beer in the studio and play Jimmy Buffett?
What, that he was a beersty?
Yeah, what was that called? It was a sponsored segment where everybody came in and drank beer.
Yep. And it was what was it called?
Was it like beer o'clock or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Or was it beer 30?
It could have been beer 30. It was something, but those were the days.
Now, Junior, I want you to think about this. And what people like you have wrought. How many years ago would you say that was?
Well, that's 20 years ago. And then it went back from there.
I think it was longer.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, I think it was longer ago. I'd say from 19... Well, it was started in the 80s before we got here, but I got here in 91, and it probably went to 94, 95.
Yeah. Here's what would happen on Friday afternoons at K-Rock.
Okay.
In the studio.
Right here.
At around 4 or 4:30, a representative of, I think it was Budweiser.
Or did it
change?
It was Miller Lite.
One of the beer companies, one of their drivers would show up every Friday.
Big truck.
At let's say, 4:30.
Okay.
And they would unload cases of cold beer into the studio, like where Stan and I are right now.
Right.
In dollies. They'd bring dollies of the beer in.
And
stack
then
them in the corner.
Everybody in the building would come into the K-Rock studio, and they'd play Jimmy Buffett tunes and rock and roll, and everybody would drink beer for about an hour until it was time to go home.
Yeah, I mean, everybody from the morning people, after midday people, sales staff.
It was a tradition. Every week, the studio was packed with people drinking freshly delivered ice cold beer.
Mics would be open. We'd all be hooting and hollering.
Just listening to Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah.
Well, that would kick it off.
Wow. Yeah, they'd play Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why we can't do that anymore, Junior?
Everyone's politically correct.
It's due to your beliefs.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, guys.
Now, isn't there part of you that thinks that sounds like paradise, like Valhalla?
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah.
Then why can't we have that anymore?
Why are you blaming me? I didn't do anything.
You're part of it.
Because not a part of it. If the same thing were happening today, and the party poopers came to you and wanted, not necessarily for you to get involved, but just sign a petition,
you'd
sign it.
Yep. Sign a petition for what?
Saying it's inappropriate for people to have fun.
What?
Here's how it devolved. I'll tell you, here's how it devolved.
It was such an innocent, so good-natured thing.
Well, somebody complained, the on-air person shouldn't be drinking. That's not right. The on-air person would have to stay sober, and then everybody could party. But then again, somebody ruined it, and one of the on-air people was still drinking when they weren't supposed to. So then they went and moved it out of the studio into the lounge area of the radio station, the kitchen area, the vending area. And still people were abusing it and not treat. Then they just cut it all off. That's it. We're not doing it anymore.
Because it's inappropriate.
Yep.
See, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, you weren't even born yet.
It's your attitude that's at fault.
You're not going to change him, Haney. Listen to this. A 69-year-old great-grandmother.
It is no longer appropriate to chase women. You got to be gay.
A 69-year-old great-grandmother in North Carolina is suing Disney after she was arrested at Walt Disney World, strip-searched, because they found CBD oil on her.
Isn't that legal?
Yes. The charges were later dropped. Here she is talking about it and how she was roughed up at Disney because of CBD oil.
Every time I think about it a whole lot or talk about it a whole lot, I get real nervous and don't feel well. Have to take off your clothes in front of people. It affects me.
A 69-year-old grandmother, a strip body cavity search. The bottle was clearly labeled 0% THC.
Yep. That was her lawyer that was talking at the end there.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Remember how they had them as a kid, but they've advanced over the years. The little troll dolls, the ones that had the frizzy hair and all that.
Yep.
Hasbro product, always has been. Hasbro is pulling trolls off of shelves because apparently there's a button that makes it giggle, and it's located between the troll's legs, and people are unhappy about
trolls
this.
Trolls don't have genitalia.
The button is right between its legs.
But they do not have...
I understand that. That didn't stop a mom from getting upset about it when she posted the video on Twitter. So now Hasbro's got to pull them.
Down here is a button right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound. This button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing.
Huh. Well, everybody knows that that's not real and anatomically correct. If only.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a mom thinking on her own.
Yeah, it's hard to know these days. Is it a mom overreacting, or is there an actual perv in charge of the production line that did that?
Ladies and gentlemen, the word is Thailand. Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
What?
I like to go to Thailand sometimes myself.
Again, the word is Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The word is Yosemite. Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
What was the word we were looking for?
Yosemite. Yosemite.
He threw me.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
It sounds like someone being power sawed.
Yeah, I'll get to that one. That's not it.
That's what she said.
Oh, there it is.
Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
What?
You know, he didn't see it coming.
Yeah, he sure didn't. Thailand.
I'm fine with Thailand and Yosemite. Kofefi, everybody. Because while...
Don't please don't turn it. Please don't please.
What? I'm a better reader than the president.
Yes, you are.
But he knows how to make money and make things happen in a way that I never have and never will. Yeah.
We were talking to Matt Mangus about this, program director Matt Mangus, that wrestler Marty Jannetty.
Wow, that was bizarre.
If you're a wrestling fan, especially old school, you go back to the 80s. He was a pretty well-known wrestler, Marty Jannetty.
He started out as part of a tag team with Shawn Michaels, and they were called the Rockers. Now, Shawn Michaels' career went up and up and up, and Marty's stayed the same or eventually went down.
In an interview yesterday, former wrestler Marty Jannetty kind of denied his recent claim that he killed a guy.
He didn't say he killed a guy. He said it was the first time he made a man disappear.
Well, as they're saying, he kind of walked it back a little bit. Who tried to rape him when he was a kid. But then he talked about beating up the guy in the head with a brick and dumping him in a river. Here's his own words. Former wrestler Marty Jannetty.
He threw me to the ground, and he's trying to take my pants down. There was a brick laying there. What do you do when you're 13? I can't say he deserved to be killed. I didn't say I killed
him. I'll say it.
I can't say he deserved to die, but he deserved to get his beat. And when I was beating him in the head with a brick, I was only trying to beat his. I wasn't trying to kill him. Can you imagine dragging him to the river and throwing him in? And then finding out in the news this guy's missing. And you know the dude. And you know more than that. All I know, bro, is that man no other kids never had to worry about him.
So that's him walking it back.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay. That's him I want to make sure that's him walking it back.
No. That's a second statement. That's a third statement he's made. Did an interview. Kind of walked back his claim that he killed a guy. Then, when he was a kid. But then, he talked again about beating up the guy in the head with a brick and dumping him in the river. His stories, you know, it floats around a little bit.
I want to know about this chick with the Jamaican jealousy.
Who's the chick with the Jamaican...
It's in the same text.
It is?
Where he does one paragraph talking about, I killed a man... And then the second part of the text is, you bitch, I love you, you're too jealous, you and your Jamaican jealousy.
You think Mangus might know?
Probably.
I'll bet you he knows.
He knows more than we do when it comes to wrestling.
Yep. Can I tell you that cycling...
Because we've only ever been consumers of wrestling, not participants.
Right. Cycling, you know, your tour day whatevers... are vicious. These cyclists will stop at nothing.
You mean the Lance Armstrong types?
Yeah. Follow me on this, and then you're going to hear the call. Because over in Europe, the cycling thing, you have the Tour de France, but there's Tour de Everything's over there. A Dutch cyclist named Fabio Jacobsen is in a medically induced coma after crashing hard at the end of the Tour de Poland. The race was on Wednesday. Fabio was fighting for first place when he was seemingly cut off by the race winner, Dylan Gorenwagen, who put Fabio into the barrier. Dylan was disqualified for his actions. It wasn't even just a gentle. It was...
They weren't just trading paint?
No. Right at the finish line. Listen to this.
With 50 meters to go, it's Groenewegen up against Jakobsen. Groenewegen, Jakobsen. Oh, Jakobsen into the bars. Absolutely hellish crash on the finish line as Dylan Groenewegen, we think, just got about across. Oh, dear. That looks awful.
That
chaos
was an awful
at
crash.
The finish line.
And if you see the video of it, it's horrendous.
Well, I see a couple of guys and a couple of bikes, because all we got is a still picture in there, an awkward position.
Each angle of the replay shows how he not only cut him off, he leaned his body over to nudge him out and forcing him to crash.
So he figured nobody would probably notice.
Yeah, well, they did, and he's now in a medically induced coma fighting for his life.
Well, I guess when it's described as a hellish crash.
How do you say this guy's? Yevgeny Malmsteen?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Him? Zach Wild? Nuno Bettencourt? Steve Vai? And Brian May?
It's like the guitar Super Friends.
Yeah. A guitar virtuoso version of Bohemian Rhapsody. All of them. Almost too many guitars. Oh, Junior's in full agreement with that.
It's a little crowded.
Well, you're more of a hip-hop producer. It is a little crowded, and fact of the matter is, Brian May got it done on his own.
You're darn right he did. He got it done on his own. You didn't need to bring anybody else in. He did it all on his own. I just thought it was pretty.
What are the odds where it's seemingly random that someone like Freddie Mercury just happens to run into Brian May?
It was meant to be. The word is Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
I like Thailand, though.
The word is Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites... towering sequoias.
You know,
sorry,
Stan,
I still love you.
You know this, but a lot of people don't about Latinos. What are you, a junkie?
We're going to take a break.
I'll take that, Yosemite.
When we come back, we'll update you on where we're going to be for International Beer Day going on.
He again, just smiled and gave me a Yosemite sandwich.
Again. More gift cards to give away for International Beer Day from our fine sponsors. And then when we also come back, we'll have the local beat for you.
And he said, I come from the land of Thailand.
More more things to give away. We'll play a game later on today.
He just smiled and gave me a Yosemite sandwich.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. International Beer Day in just minutes.
I swear we're living in a parallel universe.
The K-Rock truck going to be making its way to Mangaritas. Going to be at Mangaritas for about 30 minutes from 3:30 to 4 p.m. That's Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach, serving up Shock Top, your first one, 96 cents. That's where you'll see K-Rock next. Earlier today, we were at South Street, then we were at Big Head Tavern. Now we're on our way to Mangaritas. And before we finish this break, give you a chance to get a $25 gift card to Mangaritas.
When is your anniversary?
September 5th.
So it's coming up.
Yeah, less than a month away.
2020 has been such a complete cluster.
It has. It's the year that should go away. It shouldn't even be put on the calendar when we look back at history.
And it hasn't even been a year. And just using our own experience, a year ago at this time, we were preparing for your wedding in Las Vegas.
Yes.
There was nothing at all unusual about that.
Nope.
You know, people travel.
Yep.
Yeah. Then my daughter got married in St. Augustine in December. People do that. And that place was packed because they do their Christmas stuff.
Well, it's beautiful up there at Christmas time.
And just wall to wall, there was no social distancing.
No.
And then just,
well, we start out in January, February, early February. There was no social distancing. You had the Super Bowl.
And you had Fauci had made his first appearances on TV.
Yeah.
And talking about this virus, which we won't have to worry about that here. You know, the Chinese government with their system can do certain things like, you know, locking down a whole city. Well, of course, we don't do those things in America, and you don't need to wear a mask.
Things have changed.
Yes.
How things have changed. I mean, I still love the whole thing of we were told once the weather gets warmer, this will die off. Now we got to worry again in the fall when the weather gets cooler again. The summertime, this is when we should be okay. Now, the heat loves it. The last description I heard of it, and it might have been Fauci or one of them, that said this virus now, picture it like a wildfire that it just looks for fresh, dry brush to just eat up.
Well, and the crazy things that are going on now, what Fauci said could never happen here, is happening. De Blasio has New York City blocked off with checkpoints, and you got the mayor of Los Angeles under the guise of house parties that if you're having a gathering that we don't like, we'll shut off your water and power prosecute you.
Yep.
But guess what else? That would apply to churches and places like that as well.
Well, large gatherings. It's crazy. Oh, by the way.
But nobody realizes that we've lost rights.
2020 has got to go away.
You think we'll get them back?
Yes. As soon as there's a vaccine. And they're talking about how they're going to produce billions of the vaccine. But here's the thing. It's always going to be just like the flu. You're going to get a shot in the fall or whenever it is for a COVID season. And they're going to and scientists are going to pick out what kind of strain it's going to be, how it mutated from the previous season and give you the vaccine. So some people like flu shots. I got my flu shot. Now I don't bother getting them. I'm fine.
So it's now a permanent resident.
I think it's a permanent resident, a version of it. And that in the fall, you're going to get your flu shot. And you're going to get your COVID shot.
So you're saying 20 years from now, Maybe it won't seem like a big deal,
correct,
but we'll still have to have it.
And 20 years from now, there'll probably be another virus that goes through.
Well, this is just the test. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that.
Let's do the local beat because we got something else to worry about here
in
Southwest Florida.
We don't need anything
else
to worry about.
You know what? Because we got the COVID hurricane season. We've dodged a couple of bullets already.
Well, that was one thing about last year. I'll never forget that. Not knowing if I'd be able to make it to Vegas because we had a hurricane parked off the coast for like 2 weeks.
This. And again, some people might get sick. Some might not. I got this from Fox 4, but it's everywhere. Headline, West Nile virus found in mosquitoes in Lee County. Dateline Lee County, next time you're outside in the yard gardening or playing with your kids, beware of mosquito bites. A strain of mosquitoes in Southwest Florida are testing positive for the West Nile virus right in this county.
In this county, I would say, is the best in the country at mosquito control.
Without a doubt.
So if it's happening here...
The Florida Department of Health issued an official mosquito-borne illness advisory on Wednesday after flocks of sentinel chickens in Lee County tested positive for the virus. Sentinel chickens are placed in cages across the country because they can contract and host viruses like the West Nile safely. It doesn't affect them. The chickens are tested regularly to determine if they have been identified with mosquito-borne viruses. Mosquito bite birds. Then occasionally those mosquitoes go and bite a person. And that virus can then move over to the person, says Eric Jackson of the Lee County Mosquito Control. He adds, we found that there are chickens in various parts of the county that are testing positive for these antibodies, which means there are mosquitoes in those areas that are spreading the West Nile virus. They say 80% of us should be okay. If you are bitten by a mosquito carrying the virus, chances are you will experience little or no symptoms. Jackson says roughly 80% of people who contract West Nile virus show symptoms of the disease. For a small portion of the population, though, it can be deadly. About 20% of people may have flu-like symptoms that could cause headache, maybe a rash and fatigue. One person out of 150 may have serious side effects. It could actually cause neurological damage and can cause encephalitis and even death.
So we need to lock down, right?
No. Depending on the logic, most would say no, and we're not. This last thing, most would say no, but we did. Lee County Mosquito Control continues their year-round programs to decrease and control mosquito populations in the county. But for families spending time outside this summer, it's important to remember two simple steps to lower the risk of infection. Cover and drain. Cover and drain. Cover your skin with mosquito repellent, wear long-sleeve shirts so you sweat, and wear long pants so you sweat further. And remember to drain containers in your yard like bird baths that will...
Bird bath?
Bird bath that will help that, you know, mosquitoes grow in the bird bath.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Did you clear that with my handler?
What, bird bath?
Yeah, because it's not bothering me today.
Yeah, well, we're lucky.
I know that it's meant to to trigger a response, but it's not happening. It's being blocked.
Bird bath. Nope, see, nothing. International Beer Day. As I said, we're on our way to Mangaritas on Fort Myers Beach. Later on today, K-Rock is going to be at Latitude 78 at Gator Mike's in Cape Coral. When you get there, they've got Fort Myers Brewing Company's High Five, and that'll be 96 cents. So stay tuned for that. I got to explain what we're going to do when we come back so that we're completely...
Are we trying to avoid confusion here?
Yeah, I want to try to get the confusion out of it. Because Junior asked me during the break, are we playing a game and a chance for somebody to win next break? And I said, absolutely. He says, do I need any bells and buzzers or anything like that? I said, yeah, that would help. I said, we're going to get... Well, I said, you're involved. And he said, what do you mean I'm involved? I said, we're going to get a listener and you to play a little game called Growing Up Milestones.
Is it Growing Up Milestones or Stan's Growing Up Milestones?
No, this would be Junior's Growing Up Milestones.
Oh, he's got his own game show.
And then the caller will go and try to guess what Junior has written down as his answer. And so, for example, and this one is not on the list, so I can ask this and use this as an example. We've got Junior there. Matter of fact, let's let him play. And this one is not one of them.
This is an exhibition, not a competition.
Yes. How old were you the first time you smoked pot? Now, I would have you write down the answer so that and I'd go to the listener who's playing the game, and I'd say, let's say his name's Hank. And I said, Hank, Junior's written down his answer. At what age do you think he first smoked pot? And then Junior would hold it up and tell everybody what his answer was. And then I have the actual results. And if Junior falls into the number one result, average, like say somebody that smoked pot. Well, the first time I smoked pot was it averages out between 16 and 18 was the most highest response. I'd say correct, and the person's going to get a point. If Junior says the first time I smoked pot I was 25, we know he's lying, but that certainly isn't the most prominent answer given. And he was, I guess, a late bloomer in Growing Up Milestones. So we'll see what Junior writes down, what the caller thinks Junior will write down, and then I'll tell you if it's the most popular. And if it's the most popular, the caller will get a point. So Junior has to work with the caller to get the most popular answer. There you go. And we'll play that when we come back. Oh, one more thing before we give away some beer. Beer gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Certificates to an establishment, okay? I think, Haney, that there is help for the youth of this country musically. We play that thing all the time. What was the hits 40 years ago, 30 years? And it degrades.
Yeah.
Rick Peterson, who's our production guy over here, said he likes the YouTube channels. He subscribes to them. And he subscribed. He was telling me today he subscribed to a YouTube channel where young people get a chance to hear music that they have never heard before that were major hits in, like, say, the 70s.
Well, that happens 80s. A lot with Junior when we do the Wayback Machine. He's like, what was that song?
He was telling me this person had the young people in a room. They had never heard the first Boston album. Now, these are music fans. They love music. And the interviewer played them the first Boston album, and they could not believe it. And the person letting them hear it was telling them there was no computer work. There was no adjusting. These were musicians doing their thing. And
that's not entirely true, because you got to remember, Tommy Schultz thinks of himself more as an engineer than a musician, and he had to build all of his own equipment.
Had to create. And these kids could not believe what was coming out of the speakers.
That was basically one guy in a basement.
They said, this is unbelievable. Another one, they played Genesis music and Phil Collins. And these kids who have never heard any of that music before are listening to it going, oh my God, that's amazing. Then they had this one woman who was not allowed to have rock and roll in the house. She married a guy that introduced her to different kinds of music, but she could only listen to in the house classical music. And her husband played for her ELO's Mr. Blue Sky, and she lost her mind. She couldn't believe that that was out there, that you could take orchestra music and put it with rock and roll. I think there's help out there. People just have to discover the music. Because it's there. And I also say, listening to it on a real stereo, instead of like some kind of MP3 download or some kind of bud in your ear, you don't get to hear the full sounds till you get those big woofers and how deep those speakers are.
You remember what Boston sounded like on one of those big component systems?
Yeah, man. All right.
Giant speakers. Oh. The walls would shake.
You could hear everything. K-Rock making their way to Mango Rita's for International Beer Day. That's on Fort Myers Beach. Shop Top. First one, 96 cents once K-Rock gets there in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we'll take caller number 9 on the K-Rock lines. Caller 9 will get a $25 gift card to Mango Rita's and be in the running for $100 from each of the stops we make today, a total of $400 worth of gift cards. But this is right now to get qualified and get in the running. $25 gift card to Mango Rita's. Caller number 9-277-9600. Caller 9. $25 to Mango Rita's, Fort Myers Beach. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. As we speak, K-Rock is at Mango Rita's on Fort Myers Beach for International Beer Day. They're serving up Shock Top, and your first one, while K-Rock is there, 96 cents. Going to be there till about 4 o'clock. And then they're going to get in their vehicle and head to Cape Coral later on today at Latitude 78 right there at Gator Mike's in Cape Coral. So be on the lookout. And more beer gift cards to give away as well. Naples Nissan is doing it again. Trade-in. If you got a trade-in that's less than 8 years old with less than 80,000 miles on it, guess what? Aaron Walker and the gang over at Naples Nissan is going to give you the original base MSRP for that vehicle towards a new Nissan.
What?
Yeah.
Stan, you're talking about the original manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Yeah. Back 8 years ago.
If it's less than 8 years, less than 80,000 miles.
Yeah. So think of what the price of the car it was in 2012. That's what you're getting.
How is that possible?
Then you can go and, it don't matter, Hyundai, Kia, Toyota, a Nissan, Honda, Chevy, Chrysler.
It doesn't matter, huh?
Ford, Dodge, doesn't matter. Bring it down to Naples Nissan. They're going to give you the MSRP of what it was when you bought it.
So,
it's a no-brainer, Haney. It's a no-brainer.
Okay, I'm done overthinking it because you got a car that's old like that.
Yep.
Probably doesn't have Bluetooth.
Probably not.
Probably doesn't have, the backup camera.
Nope.
Nothing that the new cars have.
Yeah, and you're going to get what the MSRP was like in 2012. It's up to 8 years old.
All right, fine. Who am I to argue?
Visit NaplesNissan.com for the full details. Come and see them.
Still say that's no way to run a business.
Come and see them Pine Ridge Road and drive home in a brand new Nissan today. Offer on select models with approved credit, and they cannot be combined.
How can they make money?
It's volume. It's all volume.
I don't understand.
I've decided on this a game and a chance to win, and I'll go over the prizes. We'll get multiple callers. Everybody's going to get a shot to guess Junior's life milestones.
Yeah, the old man turned 27.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
There was a survey that was done.
Remember when you were just a kid of 26?
Yeah, back in those days.
So young and naive.
Yeah, yeah. Some would say stupid, but we know you're smart.
Hey, you can't treat him like he's stupid.
No, he's educated. They did a survey of over 200,000 respondents. 200,000 were asked to participate, and they were asked about their formative years when they hit certain milestones. How old were you? I have a few of them here. We'll use Junior as the control. We'll ask Junior the first time he did some of these things, and he'll write it down. I'll ask our caller to guess what Junior wrote down, and we'll see where it ranks. But if they are relatively close, because some of them have a little age span, you're going to get a prize. Here's what we have available right now this afternoon. We have $25 to Bam's Restaurant. We have Foxborough Tavern. We have Lenny's Subs. We have the Pewter Mug. We have Telescoping Back Scratchers. We have Haircuts at Twin Cuts. Let's play Junior's Milestones. 277-9600. If you would like to participate, and if you could zero in on what Junior's answer is, you'll get yourself a prize. 277-9600. These are Junior's Milestones. Do I have any music?
Yeah, I was trying to find something, but I can't find what I'm looking for, so I'm thinking about alternates now.
All right.
What would be good?
Having my baby.
Well, now you're just being being silly. Yeah. All right, I'll just I won't overthink it. I'll just find something.
277-9600.
I won't overthink it.
No, don't overthink it. Just give me some music. Okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Let's go to our first caller and our first question for Junior. The caller has to go and zero in on what Junior's answer would be. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great.
Great to have you on the show.
So pleasant.
Yeah, very pleasant. You want to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Again, a new survey asked people how old they were when they hit different milestones in their formative years. Were you a typical teenager? Were you a late bloomer? They surveyed over 200,000 people and got their responses. Now, Amanda, I'm going to let Junior write his answer down, and then we'll ask for your response, and then we'll see what he says.
Okay.
Junior, how old were you when you had your first real kiss? Your first real kiss. Junior's thinking about Amanda, you remember your first real kiss?
Oh, it was a long time ago, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Was he a good boy?
Not really.
Disappointment,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. All right, Amanda.
Well, you know, it taught you a good lesson early, Amanda. Life is full of disappointments.
Yeah,
it sure is.
Let's, Amanda, Junior, hold up your answer and say what you wrote down. Your first kiss. Speak.
Oh, you want me to speak?
Yeah, speak.
How old was I?
How old were
then
you?
Then why was he writing it down?
Yeah, just, I want to see. I want him to write it down. Hold it up like it's a game show.
All right, well,
and
then I
say
get
it. And then say it. Well, just say it out loud.
13.
13? Hold it. I didn't ask Amanda.
She said a long time ago. I thought that was her answer.
No, what his
13,
was.
13. That's what I was going to guess.
What, you guessed 19?
No, I was going to guess 13.
Yeah. You were going to guess? All right. Yeah, let's say you guessed 13. Neither one of you are right. Were you going to guess 13? Sarah, I'm giving you the prize. I'm giving you the prize. What do you want?
I screwed it up. The pewter mug?
All right, you got it. Hold on. I screwed it up because I didn't get her response.
Yeah, I was wondering why he was writing anything down.
I didn't get her response. That's why I want him to write it down so he doesn't change it. And say, if she says, I want it proof that it had been written down. He did not fall into the norm. He was actually a little younger than most. The number one answer for your first kiss is between the ages of 14 and 17. That was the top answer. Less than 1% said they were over the age of 25. Most people also said their first relationship was also at that same age. When they got their first real kiss, they were also went and dated that person. I screwed that up. I needed Amanda's answer. But that's why I need you to write it down so you're not changing it. Thank you, Mr. Cosby. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lou from the Cape.
Lou from the Cape. Now remind me, I got to get your answer beforehand. Junior, your first job, paying job, not mowing lawns for your neighbor, your first paying job.
You mean where they took taxes out?
Yeah. First paying job, how old were you? Your first job where you got paid. And what's your first name again?
Lou.
What do you think?
I'm going to say 17.
You're going to say 17, that Junior was 17 for his first paying job. Junior, show us your answer and say it out loud.
I was 14 years old.
Oh!
14? Was he making Nikes in China?
I was a bag boy.
Sorry, sorry. And you know what? You fell into the range. He said 17. They say your first job between the ages of 14 to 17. You said 14. They say 18 to 21 was next. Only 4% of the people said that they were older than that when they first started working. Older than 21.
Yeah, I mean, I was a pop, but I didn't get, you know, officially on a payroll because I worked for my uncle for years.
Right. And then you worked at the drugstore.
That was the first time that I had a check where taxes were taken out.
All right, let's take another caller here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Eli.
Eli, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing good, pal. All right, here's yours. Junior, write down your answer, and then I'll ask Eli for
it. Nice job on that PlayStation controller, Eli.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, little side project.
Junior, how old were you? And I think we might have even talked about this earlier in the week. Junior, how old were you when you got your first cell phone? How old were you when you got your first cell phone? I need a year, and I need Eli to match that year, age year, that you got your first cell phone. Eli, how old do you think Junior was when he got his first cell phone?
I'm going to guess that Lord Raw Dog, the pull-out king, was 12 when he got his first cell phone.
12 when he got
Lord
his
Raw Dog.
First perfect. It's a perfect match. That's right. 12 years old.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll take the bands.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Yeah, there we go. Year you got your first cell phone. A lot of millennials must have taken this poll because the top answer was 10 to 13 years old. Junior said he wrote down 12. Eli guessed it correct. It was 12. The second most popular answer of when you got your first cell phone was 14 to 17 years of age. I was in my 30s.
Yeah, I think I was too.
277-9600. Let's zero in and find out Junior's life milestones.
277-9600. These phones still are not right. 277-9600. Come on. 277-9600. We have Foxborough Tavern, Lenny's Subs, Pewter Mug, Twin Cuts, Telescoping Back Scratchers. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Patty. How are you?
Good, Patty. You ready?
Sure.
We'll have Junior write down his answer. Junior, the first time you drove a car, I'm not talking about in the field, I'm talking about on the road, the first time you drove a car.
I'm going
to... Hold it. Has he? Let me see if he's written it down yet. Yes, he has. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm going to go with 12.
That he drove a car on the road at 12?
Sure.
All right. Junior, what did you write down?
15 years old.
15. 15. Sorry. 15 years old. They say the number one answer was before the age of 16, you were driving on the road. They say younger than 16. 4% said they didn't drive until they were in their 20s.
That's bad.
Yeah. This is, next one's a good one. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Lou from the Cape again.
Lou.
Going back for round two.
What, did you already played and you lost, right?
I know!
I gotta take another caller. One game chance per game. Ahoy, who's this?
Rich.
Rich, you ready?
Yes, sir.
We'll let Junior write down the his answer, Rich. Junior, the first time you flew on a plane, the first time, how old were you, the first time you flew on a plane? He's thinking about it. I can remember the first time I flew on a plane. Rich, you remember the first time you flew on a plane?
Vaguely.
So you were very small, I bet.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I was three.
Yeah, I was, I was eight the first time I flew on a plane. All right, how old do you think Junior was?
I'm going to go with nine.
9 years old, Junior?
Seven years old.
Yep. Seven, sorry. Number one answer was in your teenage years. You flew on a plane. You were a young teenager. They say only 3% were 20 and older. 6% said to this day they've never flown on an airplane, ever. I've known somebody that never flew. I think it was D-Train. I think D-Train was like working here the first time he flew on a plane. I think it was. All right, let's try one more. Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Mark Howell.
What?
Mark Howell. I've talked to you before.
Okay,
yeah, I think that's the guy that beat me on Smarter Than Haney.
No, it's not. I'm the guy that gave you the Jerry Reed record.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Mr. Yeah. Howell, how are we today?
Mr. Howell, I'm doing fine.
All right.
I'm a little bit sore. Got a back issue, but I'm fine. I've been listening to your program. It's fun.
All right, good. Thank you. So back issue, what happened? Slip disc?
It's a disc issue, yeah. It's getting better.
Will you do me a favor, Mark, though? Turn your radio down just a bit so we don't hear it in the background?
You know, Stan certainly understands that. There are times when he can't get out of bed.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
We're straight up now.
You're good. Okay. Right on, brother.
Thank you for your cooperation, Mr. Hal.
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hal. Mark. Junior, don't answer it yet, Mark. The first...
Okay. I'll wait for that question.
I tried to ask Junior a question. Okay? Hold on.
Stand by, Mr. Hal.
Stand by.
I am. I'm right here with you.
Zip, 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 zip. Junior.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
Toodaloo, yes. That's always fun.
Look, let me ask you something. Honestly,
I'm trying to have fun as much as you guys.
It's all about fun, but you're starting to get under my skin, Mr. Howell.
All right, now, sir. I will stop.
Will you get, thank you. Let me ask Junior the question, and then I will go to you after he writes it down and you tell me the answer, okay? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. We're cool. Junior, the age when you not first tasted it, the age the first time you got drunk, the age the first time where you realized this is giving me a feeling that I'm a little loopy here, this ain't my normal feeling, I'm drunk. The age the first time you got drunk.
Okay, I got one more question.
Have you written it down? All right. Now I'm going to ask you, Mr. Howell, what age did Junior first get drunk?
Me personally? Junior got drunk.
Let's first ask you. How old were you when you first got drunk? 5?
No.
13. How old? 13. How old when Junior got drunk?
16.
Junior, the answer is
13.
13. 13. Sorry.
What was my answer?
Yeah, but that was...
Mr. Howell, that's unacceptable.
I swear either. They say the first time you got drunk, according to the survey, before 18 was the top answer. More than just about half the people surveyed of the 200,000 said they were drunk at some time before the age of 18. Almost no one said they were older than 23. 26% surveyed said they've never been drunk in their lives. We're going to take a break. When we come back, jeez, that exhausted me. First look at traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Stan and Haney on International Beer Day, 96K Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon on International Beer Day. Somebody is on their way from the radio station in the K-Rock truck to continue with International Beer Day, because at 5 o'clock, you can find K-Rock at Latitude 78. That's on Pine Island Road, Northeast Pine Island Road, right there at Gator Mike's. Used to be Mike Greenwell's, now it's Gator Mike's in Cape Coral. K-Rock going to be there for International Beer Day from 5 to 5:30, and they're going to be serving up Fort Myers Brewing Company's High Five. And your first one, 96 cents. High Five. I like that. That's good beer, that High Five. I like that. I've had it a few times. You too, Junior. You're nodding in agreement.
That's my favorite local.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
High Five, I love it.
Enjoy a local now and then, do you?
I love a local. Yeah. Yep.
Nothing better than a local. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's first take a look at traffic. Our first look for your drive home. All right, this is some serious stuff down in Collier County. The southbound lanes of Airport Pulling Road are closed just north of Pine Ridge Road due to a fatal crash. This has resulted in traffic backups at the intersection. These lanes are expected to be closed for at least 2 hours, and you're advised to find an alternate route. And that's Airport Pulling and Pine Ridge. Also on the board, traffic control Fort Myers at State Road 82, and we have a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive and Old Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record
with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. Today is International Beer Day. We've got our own promotions going on, our own celebrations. But the good people at Miller Lite, they have a promotion as well that's, well, a bit odd.
We'll tell you about it in less than an hour.
Whether it's your neighborhood or, say, you're out shopping, and all of the sudden there's like a million sirens.
Yeah.
And you always wonder, I wonder what the hell's going on. I mean, I don't want to get near it in case it's dangerous, but I'm very curious.
Yeah.
What could cause that response? What's going on? Very rarely do you ever find out, A. And B, if you did, you'd probably be disappointed.
Yeah. Haney will tell you in less than an hour.
We have one of those for you. And you can wonder and wonder what it could be. And then the inevitable disappointment.
Yeah. Oh.
We've all heard the term Bridezilla.
Oh, we sure have.
But since the world makes no sense anymore, we've now discovered a Groomzilla.
How dare you?
Unnatural.
Yep.
Of all the luck, three teens on the run from the cops think it's a good idea to hop the wall and hide on the grounds of Mar-a-Lago.
Not a good idea.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It is Friday. Some laughter would be nice.
Stop it.
Oh, 4 o'clock.
I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, ever. Ever! 4 o'clock. Hey, hey.
No. If you're going to have a boyd, make it be the one that goes, let the bodies hit the floor.
He can't find that one.
No more. No more.
Mark?
Is it enough for me, or do you have to tell him to stop it?
There's no getting through to him.
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies? Sorry you had to come by and under these circumstances.
Stan and I both like to do our grocery shopping where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's my number one store.
But it's not always like that.
No.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear in the grocery store.
Top things you don't want to hear in the grocery store.
I'm sorry, I don't accept coupons. I do, however, accept sexual favors. Sorry, sir, we're all out of toilet paper, but there is quite a sale on kitty litter.
Pardon me. It's been a long day.
Sorry for the inconvenience, sir. I'm going to need a price check on the hemorrhoid cream, please. Just wait right here.
Come on, man.
You know he's needed a price check on that.
Are you a junkie?
We don't shower the produce here, so I'm not exactly sure why it's wet.
Oh, I'm wet.
No, ma'am, that's not a carton of rotten eggs you smell. It's me.
It is ma'am.
Uh,
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got rid of our meat section. We're full vegan now.
Junior, at any time in your life, did you go vegan?
Never.
Okay.
Have you ever lied and told a woman that you did?
No.
Paper or foreskin? What? I'm sorry, sir. This checkout is closed. To minorities.
Wow.
Clean up on aisle four, all the way to the bathroom.
Living in America.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear in the grocery store.
Yes.
Sorry, again, we're still out of toilet paper, but you'll find the sandpaper aisle is stacked.
Look at this, y'all.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock. Boy, that was more of a struggle than it needed to be.
It's all right. You got through it.
That's done.
Yeah. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
A lot of people wanted to answer our question of the week of how many places you've lived. A lot of people, for various reasons, have seen a lot of this country. This is from Amber. Guys, I've lived in 22 different cities and 4 states. I was born in Arkansas. Went to Missouri, Illinois, and Florida. I was adopted at the age of 3. Before being adopted, I moved a few different cities in Arkansas. Moved a couple of times with my adoptive parents. Went into the Navy straight out of high school and moved to Great Lakes, Illinois. After that, I had some health issues. And then I really started moving around. I moved to Goodland, Florida in 2015 with my husband to be close to his family, and then to Cape Coral. If I could move back to any other city, I would pick Bentonville, Arkansas, where I was raised. Woo pig, suey, razorback, sign, Amber. Thank you, Amber. Vicky writes, places that I've lived, I lived in Michigan for 46 years. Let's figure out how old this person is, because something's not adding up here. Junior, get your calculator out. Lived in Michigan for 46 years.
Stan, he doesn't know what a calculator is.
Oh.
Give me a little more credit.
Let me ask you something. I see how it's broken. I know that there was a Utica, New York. I didn't know that there was a Utica, Michigan. I lived in Detroit 7 years, Utica 39 years. Cairo 6 months, planning to leave and live in Florida. In Florida, I lived in Ocala. I lived there at a campground till we found a house here in Southwest Florida and been here for 13 years. Signed, Vicky. Are you familiar with the campground in Ocala, Haney?
Not off the top of my head, no.
According to my calculator, she's 105 years
old. Thank you.
Well, we're all good at math here, yep. So take that to the bank.
Patrick. Guys, I lived in Texas, Alabama, Oregon, Washington, Missouri, Massachusetts, South Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, Naples, Florida since 1985. My British girlfriend says, just tell folks you are from the USA. I enjoy the show, guys. Been listening to y'all since day one. Signed, Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. This one, unsigned. I have lived in 4 countries by the age of 12. My father was an officer in the Air Force, so I was born in Alice Springs, Australia, the true outback. Born to 2 U.S. citizens, I was awarded dual citizenship, then moved to Biloxi, Mississippi, and then to the Philippines, where I attended kindergarten, then back to Biloxi, and then I lived in Thailand during the Vietnam War. After 22 years in the military, my father retired to Fort Myers in 1973, and I have never left.
Wow. Probably tired.
Yeah. One more. This is Tom. He lists them just like the Johnny Cash song.
Isn't that an odd thing, though? That, you know, traveled all around the world and then decided to stay in Fort Myers. Yeah. But in his back pocket, he's an Australian citizen.
Yeah, dual citizenship. We used to have a joke about Fort Myers, and Haney remembers it, because over the 30 years that we've been here, we've seen a lot of air personalities, radio people, part-timers, full-timers come and go. And it is amazing how they can be from all around the country, come here and work for a few years, and then say, hey, I got a job blankety-blank in this state or that state, and they always come back. It's like for a long period of time, that people would be going off to other parts of the country after working here in Fort Myers, and they'd come back. Oh, did you hear so-and-so's back in town? Yeah, he's working across town. I thought he moved away from here years ago. Now he's back.
I thought he died.
Yeah, that too. Tom says, ahoy, guys. Here is my answer to your question of the week. 12 cities, 5 states. Hollywood, Florida. Fayette, Idaho. Is that IA, Idaho? What's IA?
Iowa.
Iowa. Fayette, Iowa. Bloomington, Minnesota. Golden Valley, Minnesota. Richfield, Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hollywood, Florida. Nome, Arkansas. Bethel, Arkansas. Kotzebue, Arkansas. Kotzebue, Arkansas. Fairbanks, Arkansas. Rockville, Maryland. Lake Placid, Florida. Love the show. Signed, Tom, who now lives still in Lake Placid, Florida. There you go. Get those out of my way. Oh, it is International Beer Day. It's International Beer Day. We're going to be at Latitude 78 at 5 o'clock. Earlier today, we were at South Street in Naples. We're giving away $25 gift cards to all of our sponsors. And right now, caller 9 will get a $25 gift card to South Street to use at their pleasure. And you're in the running for 4 $100 gift cards to all of the places that we went today. 277-9600. Ninth caller will get $25 to South Street in Naples. 277-9600. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you be careful out there here in Estero. A lot of thunder, a lot of lightning. So be careful out there. We're going to tell you where we're going to be in just a little bit for International Beard Day. But first, let's get you updated. All right, I've got one thing that came to us just a little while ago. The southbound lanes of Airport Pulling Road are closed just south of Pine Ridge Road due to a earlier fatal crash. That means things get shut down for a while. This has resulted in a lot of backups at the intersection of Pine Ridge and Airport Pulling. So please, they're expected to be closed for still some time. And Sheriff's Department and police advise you find an alternate route if you can to avoid that intersection. So there you go. You're up to date. Today is International Beer Day. And since about 1 o'clock, K-Rock has stopped by South Street in Naples, Big Head Tavern in Naples, Mango Rita's on Fort Myers Beach, and hopefully in about another 20 minutes or so, K-Rock will be pulling into Cape Coral to hang out for a little bit at Latitude 78. That, of course, on Northeast Pine Island Road at Gator Mike's in Cape Coral. And over at Latitude 78, while K-Rock is there for about a half hour, going to be serving Fort Myers Brewing Company's High Five. And your first one is 96 cents. Just a few minutes away. Make sure you stop on by and celebrate International Beer Day. Ahoy!
Hi.
Hey, Billy, is that you?
Hey, Stan.
Hey, Billy.
How's it hanging?
It's hanging good, Bubba. It's doing all right there, brother. What are you doing?
You know, just chilling like villain.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting ready. You're getting your all school stuff. Your mom's probably glad this weekend's that tax-free day where you can get all your notebooks and stuff like that for tax-free.
Yeah.
You know, and discounts on computers and no taxes on that, on clothes and things like that. That's always got to be fun, huh, Billy?
On computers?
Yeah, well, they said like a computer's like $1,000 or less on a computer. You don't get the tax on it.
Wow.
Yeah, they got to use it for school.
But does like PlayStation or Xbox count as
no,
a computer?
No, it does not. It does not. And if you want to buy those fancy sneakers or some really cool clothes that cost over $60, then they'll tax you.
Oh, so you can't get like kicks. You
nope.
Just gotta have shoes.
Yes, you gotta have shoes. Don't feel bad, Billy. When I was growing up, yeah, we had to get like Buster Brown shoes that had a heel on them, and you had to tie them up. It wasn't until I was older that we were allowed to have sneakers or kicks. Yeah, Billy.
Sometimes I think of you like my grandpa.
No, thank you, Billy. Thank you. I think you're old enough to be my grandson, so I kind of take that with a little bit of pride, and I hope to point you in the right direction. You know, a 12-year-old like yourself needs direction.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Have things always sucked?
Not this bad, Billy. Why'd you call, Billy? What's up with you? You just bored and decide to call in?
Oh, I'm bored to death.
Where's your mom today?
I don't think she knows. She's over at the neighbor's, probably okay. Passed out by their adult kiddie pool.
Okay, all right. Have you talked to your dad lately?
No.
He's got that new, is it a girlfriend or a wife, Billy?
It could be either or by this time. I don't know. It's probably been like a year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's been that long. I'm sorry. I don't like talking about that. I want to stay positive with you. I mean,
yeah.
Fun things to do. I mean, can't you get like some buddies over the house and play video games or something while you're just hanging out?
No, social distancing.
Yeah.
Which, that applies to me, but not my mom.
Sorry, Billy. I mean, I wish I could do something for you. At least you're listening to us on the radio, and, you know, we can help pass the time a little bit.
But when you were my age, things still sucked?
Oh, yeah, they sucked. Yeah.
And nothing was fair?
Nothing was fair. Why, do you feel, Billy, you shouldn't be having these emotions at 12 years old? Yeah, it's all blue sky for you, Billy. You're 12, you're going to school. You got your whole life ahead of you.
Well, my only hope is that somehow genetically that I'm more like my dad, who knows how to have fun.
It sounds it. Right
my
on.
mom My mom says she's having fun, but she doesn't seem to be.
Well, she's right now over at the kiddie pool. She's probably enjoying a few convivials and having a good time.
Yeah, but when my dad drinks and does drugs and he's with a hot chick, he seems happy. But my mom's always bitching.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's the added responsibility of you at the house.
Yeah, it's probably my fault.
Yep, it's probably. She blames it on you anyway, doesn't she?
Oh, hell yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was listening earlier when you were asking Junior questions.
Yeah. Life's milestones.
Yeah, about how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
And did he say he didn't get drunk until he was 13?
I think that's what he wrote down. Junior, what did you write down? Older?
I wrote down 13, yeah.
Yeah, he was 13. That's you're not there yet. Have you been drunk already, Billy?
Oh, more times than I can count.
You're 12.
Yeah, but I've got a whore for a mother.
Yeah, and just think, on life's milestones, Junior was 13, you were younger. How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. Probably seven.
Seven? Were you drunk?
Yeah, but I mean, it happened by accident.
Uh-huh.
And somebody left a glass of wine laying around, and I didn't know any better, and I just thought it was like Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, and right down the hatch. How did it taste?
Horrible.
But you drank it.
Yeah, and gave me a headache.
That happened to me, too, Billy, when I was young. My old man put vodka in a milk bottle. And I went home. I'd want to have some Oreo cookies and a glass of milk. And I was drinking vodka.
Yeah, that's filthy. Nasty.
Yep. I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Why did your dad put vodka in your milk?
He was trying to keep it away from my mom. Didn't want my mom to know that he was, bombed throughout the day. Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah. Friggin' Virginia Slim.
Yep. So what did you do? Grab him before your mom went next door?
Yeah, I was really probably getting a little bit reckless because I opened an unopened pack.
Oh, she buys by the carton, does she?
Yeah. Well, she left one laying around.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so wait a second. That was drinking. Have you been had your first kiss with a girl yet?
You mean with a girl or a woman?
All right, you're 12. I would think it would be somebody roughly your age. Have you kissed a grown woman other than your mother?
Yeah.
Who?
I had a pretty deep relationship. Last year.
At 11.
Yeah. She's in her 20s, and she used to be my teacher.
What?
Yeah.
What? So, wait a second. So, you just kissed?
No, we did the whole deal. But look, I know she's got a problem.
Yeah.
But... I figured, what the hell, I'll go along with it.
Okay, sure.
But I had to break it off.
Why is that?
Because a lot of times when we finish, I'd be all happy, and then she'd start crying and want to talk about her feelings. And I can't take it. I'm just a kid.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. How did this happen? What, was she coming to your house? I mean, seriously, your mom was not at home, and the teacher came over.
No, she wanted me to go to her house because she was worried that I came from a troubled home.
Yeah, which you did, and she made it more trouble.
Yeah, and then she'd sit up and she'd pull a sheet around her, spark up a joint, and start talking about how nobody understands.
That's, well, geez.
And then she said a bunch of other stuff, but I really couldn't follow it.
And then she'd go to get in the shower, and she'd ask me to put the same damn Pink Floyd album on.
I gotta ask you something very important, Billy. And I want
and
to.
She'd be all stoned, and she'd make me listen to Pink Floyd, and she'd keep going, "Do you hear it? Do you hear what they're saying?" And I said, "No, it's kind of boring to me."
Is there anything that you haven't done? I mean, you haven't had a first job yet, have you?
Stan, how would I know what I haven't done?
I don't know. Well, I'm asking you. Have you driven a car before?
Oh, yeah, I had to.
Junior said he drove a car at 14. So, what?
15.
15.
Was it because your mom was too drunk to drive?
My mom wasn't drunk at all.
That's when you had to drive the car?
Yeah, I was a nervous freaking wreck.
How could you reach the pedals?
I just said, "Mom, I don't know how to drive a car," and she passed out.
And you got everybody home?
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, good job. Good, right on. Right on the roads, and how fast were you going?
Oh, it was just down the street. It was.
Oh, good.
Like 30 miles an hour.
That's fast. That's fast enough. That's fast. Have you ever been on an airplane?
No.
No, you haven't.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I figured, you know, wherever your dad moved, your dad would fly you out to see him.
Well, he gave me bus tickets once.
So you rode a bus by yourself?
Yeah.
Where? A bus for what? A Greyhound?
Yeah.
From where to where?
From Florida to Georgia. He was in Atlanta on business. Uh-huh. And said, "Boy, I'd love to see you." And I thought I was going to get to go on an airplane. Yeah. But surprise, surprise, I get dumped at the bus station.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry.
And I always thought bus station would be like a building with lots of busy people.
Yeah.
No, it's just the side of the road.
Well, you got to wait outside and board the bus. Never mind. Never
then
mind.
Then you have to take the bus to the other bus.
Well, sometimes you have to transfer.
Yeah.
All right, Billy.
Junior.
Yes.
I thought for a minute that maybe Junior could relate to me, but sounds pretty much like his experiences are pretty tame.
Compared to yours, pretty damn tame.
Does it ever get better, Stan?
It's got. Have you ever thought, Billy? And I could maybe make a few calls, get foster parents.
Oh, that'd be the end of me.
You know, yeah. Well, that'd be the end of smoking.
She'd come after me.
All right, I gotta.
She'll never let me rest ever.
I gotta let you go because I gotta do more promotion for International Beer Day.
Yeah, right on. But anyway, I gotta go. Anyway, I gotta go clean my mom's ashtrays.
And what do you pick at them to see if there's any left there that gets a few more drags?
No, that's gross.
Fresh pack, right out of the carton.
I'm just hoping that one weird guy comes over that smokes Marlboro Reds.
then it's good.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. I'll talk to you later.
And he also sometimes he brings Four Loko, which is good.
Right on. There you go. Add a little juice to that.
Yeah. Life's just a dream. I can lock myself in my room and slam Four Loko and play the same video game that I've played over and over again for 2 years.
Yeah. Billy, before I go, would you like me to make a donation to anything?
Well, I have heard you say some things that are inappropriate.
Yes.
And it might be helpful if you would just make a small donation to Black Lives Matter.
Uh,
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Hello?
Is Anita there?
One moment.
Hello?
Anita?
Yes. Yeah,
and you bought our house there on Persimmon?
Pat?
Yes.
Yes, how are you, Pat?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Am I interrupting anything?
No, it's fine. How you do?
Well, we're out in Arizona right now, and I've been thinking about you.
That's a beautiful country in Arizona. I wish I go there, see Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we're a little bit south of there, I think.
Oh, that's where Senor McCain come from.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question here?
Do you still
have some of Bud's drawings?
Oh, yes, they are lovely. I have the one of the flower.
Would you be interested in selling any of them?
Oh, I don't know if I could. Bud's drawings, they mean so much.
I'm sorry?
Bud's drawings, they mean so much to me.
Oh, I understand. I just was thinking about you and them, and I thought...
Yes.
I remembered how lovely they were.
Yes. But and now you want to buy them.
Well, I don't know what you'd want for them, but, you know... But...
How much...
If you don't want to part with them, I understand.
How much you want to pay?
Well, I don't know how much you want for them. I hate to put a price on it because, you know.
$250,000.
Oh, my goodness. I guess they are valuable.
I mean, I'm sorry, in pesos, I mean, how do I do this? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do I look like a bitch?
I'm sorry?
Do I look like a bitch?
No.
Then why do you want to treat me like one?
You know what
these drawings worth. You insult me.
Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to do that.
You hoodwinked me from the house, and now you try to take the painting and the drawing.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you, Anita. I really am.
My blood pressure now. Why you call me? Why? Why you want to hurt me?
Well, I'm not. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You kill me. You know, Bud's drawings, all I have in the four clothes.
Well, then I don't. I know that they're valuable to you, and so.
Just take them.
No.
I won't take money for them. Just take them from me and then spit on my grave.
No. I'm sorry. I apologize. I will let you go. I won't bother you anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, have a good day.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
At least I would have liked to have seen some of Bud's artwork.
I'm just wondering about that lady.
Yes.
You know, the lady that called Anita.
Yeah.
You suppose she wound her watch?
I don't know.
Yeah. What was that phone call, dear? Never mind.
Never mind.
We won't speak of it again.
Everything after the foreclose. Right now, as we speak. You all right?
No.
Okay. Right now, as we speak.
But thanks for asking.
I always am asking. Nothing.
You don't want the answer.
You just gave me the answer. I've accepted it and I've moved on.
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
That's a good transaction.
It sure
Thank
is.
You, sir.
Yep. And if something happens again, I'll ask you if you're okay.
All right. I won't be.
K-Rock's at Latitude 78 right now, hanging out at Gator Mike's, Latitude 78 at Gator Mike's, Northeast Pine Island Road. In Cape Coral, it's International Beer Day. This is our final stop this afternoon. Earlier, we were at South Street. Then we went to Big Head Tavern, then to Mango Rita's. And now wrapping things up until 5:30 at Latitude 78. Go on in there, hang out, celebrate International Beer Day. They're serving up Fort Myers Brewing Company's High Five. And your first one is 96 cents while K-Rock's there. So finishing up with work, weekend is getting kicked off. Go on over to Latitude 78 at Gator Mike's and have a 96-cent draft. That's a pretty damn good deal. It's International Beer Day. I might drink some beer this weekend. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Well, the important thing is that the week is rapidly coming to a close.
Yeah. Let's get you, let me check, see if there's an update on traffic. Oh, yeah, I got it right for me. Let's get you updated. And with all the rain, you guessed it, it's busy out there. Rain screws up a lot of people's days. We'll start in Fort Myers, got a crash. The 6,000 block of Pompano Street, right at Edison Acres. Then a disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue South. Again, I told you we got a lot of them here. Fort Myers, crash. 16,000 block of Alico Mission Way, right by the CVS. Lehigh Acres, crash. 8th Street Southwest and Gunnery Road South. And one more for you, it's on Fort Myers Beach. Hit and run. 73 Alva Drive at Crescent Beach on Fort Myers Beach. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
God.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Wolverines!
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 7th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
This is a phrase, you don't hear it that much anymore, but going back a couple of years, it was very popular. White elephant gifts.
Well, I know about the white elephant in the room.
No, it's not
oh,
the white
the
elephant.
Elephant.
No, that's drunks. Just the elephant in the room would be, and that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, then I have no idea what you're talking about. I know about a pink elephant and the elephant in the room.
Well, when people would give you a white elephant gift,
yeah,
it would be something that's very passive aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they would give you a gift that would be very difficult to maintain, where it would appear that they're doing you a big favor, but it'll end up costing you more
before
in the long run.
Before you go into specifics about that, tell me if this is a white elephant. I was growing up on the farm, and a neighbor of ours, for my sister's birthday, thought she would surprise her by giving her a box of rabbits that had happy birthday on each one of them spelled out. And it was like, what the F are we going to do with these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just wanted to get rid of the bunny rabbits and felt they'd use food coloring to spell out happy birthday on them.
Yep. Well, that came from a very old practice. White elephant gifts got that name from an old practice by the kings in Asia, where if they were pissed off with somebody,
yeah,
but they couldn't blatantly go after them, they'd give them a white elephant. Meaning, they would give them the gift of a rare albino elephant. It's, you know, that's very rare.
Rare, yeah.
The idea, though, is that although the albino elephant was very rare and expensive, it was very difficult to keep them alive. So you get this gift, and you realize you pissed off the king. He's giving you this gift, and you're going to have to invest in basically a staff to keep this animal alive.
The heavy burden.
So you don't offend the king by letting the elephant die.
Gotcha. I never knew that. That I did not know.
Here's something I did not know. Maybe I did at one point and it didn't affect me, so I didn't pay attention, but I still think it's a damn shame. Did you know happy hours have been banned in Ireland since 2003?
I did not know that. Why?
Because something happened almost all at once in Ireland where you would think that as far as going into a pub, lighting up a smoke, whether it's a cigarette or a cigar, and having your fill, they did away with smoking and they did away with happy hours.
I knew they did. I vaguely remember they did away with smoking in Irish pubs in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And now no happy hour.
Nope.
Jeez, didn't know that.
I'm sure you'll remember the jingle, Stan. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yep.
Isn't that a happy sound?
It is.
Well, the guy who wrote the jingle for McDonald's, you'd think he'd be thrilled. He wrote a happy little ditty, and I'm sure had to have been well compensated by McDonald's for it.
Probably not.
Well, at least he must have got something. But as happy as that is, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. The man committed suicide 5 years later in 2008. He was 40 years old. His name? Paul Tilly from Chicago.
Good guy, Paul Tilly.
Yep.
Da-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it. Here, I got something for you. Speaking of McDonald's, Jason Alexander, George from Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
was in a lot of commercials before he became a big star on Seinfeld. He was like a stage actor and stuff, but did a lot of TV commercials. He was actually in a McDonald's commercial.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste. The coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT.
Remember the McDLT?
The most wasteful packaging ever devised by man.
There was so much styrofoam.
Yep.
There was just so much styrofoam.
For one tiny hamburger.
It was a long box because they had to keep the hot side hot and the cool side.
Yeah, and if you order several of them, it's like just pounds of styrofoam.
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons they had to stop selling. Styrofoam everywhere. You couldn't wrap it up in paper and put it in the bag.
No, then the hot won't stay hot.
That's
and the
right.
cool won't stay cool. There are six American cities that have a volcano within their city limits.
I would think they would have to be in the state of Alaska and Hawaii. Hawaii, you got a lot of volcanoes.
One of the six is in Hawaii, Honolulu.
Okay.
Nothing from Alaska.
Really?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Bend, Oregon. Prescott Valley, Arizona. A place you've been. Austin, Texas.
Didn't know that.
And Jackson, Mississippi. They all have volcanoes in the city limits.
Wow. Well, remember Mount St. Helens?
Mm-hmm.
But that, I guess, not in the city limits in Washington State there. What was that, Seattle? Wasn't it Seattle? Spokane?
Spokane.
Huh.
How could you even ask? Never forget it was Spokane. For those of you not paying attention, you're missing out. It's a great time for space.
It is.
And our SpaceX astronauts arrived home after 2 months on the International Space Station. Their Dragon capsule worked perfectly and landed in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. It is the first time in 45 years that U.S. astronauts have done a splashdown return to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as part of the recovery procedure, it takes a little time to recover the capsule. Not much in the grand scheme of things, but for the astronauts, there's a little bit of downtime while they're bobbing around.
And, you know, feeling every wave.
It was 5 hours before they were able to be recovered and exit the capsule.
That would drive me nuts.
So what to do to kill time?
Yeah.
We don't know how other astronauts might do it, but we know about these particular two. As they sat in the capsule, bobbing around in the Gulf of Mexico, fresh from space, they took turns prank calling friends on their sat phone.
Right on.
I like those guys.
Yeah, that was all right. Oh, the Bob and Doug.
Yep. You know, when we're kids, we're fascinated by dinosaurs.
Oh, we love them.
There's a lot still to be learned about dinosaurs. When we were kids, they thought they were lizards, but we found out later they were boids.
Yep, boids.
Well, science has made an amazing discovery that you might not think of. Arguably, the number one enemy of the human race is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about that affecting a dinosaur. But there's evidence, direct evidence, that dinosaurs could and did get cancer. Scientists found a fossil in Canada dated 76 million years old. And a new analysis determined that the dinosaur's deformed leg was directly caused by bone cancer.
Wow.
And finally, scientists in Australia have created a new app that would be very useful if you lived in Australia. Hopefully they'll do something like it for here. But they describe it as an app that's Shazam, but for spiders, because they got all kinds of them in Australia, and some of them are extremely dangerous. So with this app, you upload a photo of a spider, and it tells you what that spider is and if you should act fast. In other creepy crawly news, a new study found out something we'd rather not know. They've learned that water beetles can be swallowed and consumed by a predator and come out the other end none the worse for wear. Yeah,
ready to swim again.
Beast. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, this is a relatively short story, but it encompasses a lot. I mentioned during the headlines, whether you're in your own home or you're out shopping and you see and hear a bunch of sirens, and you want, that must be important. What the hell's going on?
Something big.
But unless it makes the local TV news, you never find out what the hell the hubbub was about. And it also involves Mrs. Budinski. Police in Greensburg, Kansas, received an urgent call on Wednesday after a concerned citizen spotted a stick of dynamite in a parked car.
Oh, my God.
Full response, all available, police and fire units, bomb squads, all hauling ass.
Yeah.
Because a lady saw a stick of dynamite. Let's move, people.
Move, move, move.
The dynamite turned out to be what they call a beef stick in a wrapper. Police say the vehicle owner safely removed the suspicious beef stick from the dash of the car, and units were free to go about their business.
A Miss Budinski. A dynamite.
Not even a suspicious item. No doubt in her mind there's a stick of dynamite in that car. Lady, have you ever seen a stick of dynamite?
No, she hasn't. But she was going to let everybody know that's what she saw. Said it was a beef stick. She's probably seen a few beef sticks in her
car. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we have a lot of law enforcement friends.
We do.
And if there's one thing they impressed upon us that everybody should know, it's a simple concept called situational awareness. In other words, be aware of your surroundings. Know where you are and what you're doing.
Yep.
Now, we got a couple of kids that have learned that lesson the hard way. A police officer in Palm Beach went to check out a suspicious vehicle last Friday. And before he could, the driver took off. Well, that screams innocence, doesn't it? Well, it turns out a 15-year-old boy was driving around with two a-hole buddies in the car, and they had what libs call an assault rifle. So that's why they ran when the police got interested. Now, these kids are in so far over their head. This is all happenstance, too.
Yeah.
So they're running from one cop, and they see another cop that has a vehicle pulled over on the side of the road. It has nothing to do with them, but now they're convinced that's a roadblock, and they need to ditch the car.
Paranoia.
So they abandoned the vehicle and made the wise decision to flee on foot and scaling a wall. They'll never find us here.
That's right.
What they did not realize is on the other side of the wall that they just climbed.
Yeah.
Was what's known as the Mar-a-Lago Resort, also known as the Winter White House. One of the most secure places on the planet.
Idiots.
Now, the president wasn't there. Most of the club is closed. But police say the teens are lucky that they were not shot by Secret Service because they just hopped the wall with evidently at least a semi-automatic weapon on them.
What do the libs call it?
They call it an assault rifle, and there's really no such thing. All three of our Utes are facing felony charges.
Oh, God.
And the cops actually tried to go easy on them. They're adamant the kids didn't know what they were jumping into. And that's the news for today, Friday, August 7th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
When you've got the arresting deputies telling the feds, yeah. I don't think they knew.
They don't know. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. All day, it has been International Beer Day. We want to thank all of our sponsors for International Beer Day. South Street, Big Head Tavern, Mango Rita's, Latitude 78. And we have one more $25 gift card to give away. This one, $25 to Latitude 78. Caller 9, 277-9600. Caller 9 will get a $25 gift card to Latitude 78 at Gator Mike's, and you're in the running for the grand prize drawing of four $100 gift cards to each place that we went to. Four establishments, $100, that equals $400. You can be in the running. But you got to be caller 9 to get the $25 gift card from Latitude 78 to be eligible. Or Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Caller 9.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your entire week with us. Greatly appreciated. And, of course, we also want to thank our sponsors again who jumped on board for International Beer Day. We made it all around Southwest Florida. Want to thank South Street in Naples, Big Head Tavern in Naples, Mango Rita's on Fort Myers Beach, and Latitude 78 at Gator Mike's in Cape Coral. Thanks for participating in International Beer Day. Greatly appreciated. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. With rain comes accidents. Because a lot of people just panic. They get all jumpy. We'll start in Fort Myers. Traffic control. 4900 block of Colonial Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash. Not surprised it's here. State Road 82 and Gateway Boulevard. Then we'll move to Lehigh Acres, crash. Homestead Road North and Lee Boulevard. And one more for you. It's Lehigh Acres, crash. 12,000 block of State Road 82, Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit, huh?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Honestly, I actually quit doing stand-up comedy a while ago. It wasn't going well. I kept leaving the stage feeling just really low, and I didn't need it, so I just quit doing it. But I remember the night I decided to come back. My wife and I were potty training our 3-year-old son. Well, we say we were potty trained. Basically, we just like groveled at his feet over what a big boy, you know, he was. Anyway, he wasn't doing a thing. But on this night, my wife was convinced she heard like a trickle, you know, and she's like, She's freaking out. Anybody with kids knows it's a big deal. She's like, oh my God, he did it. And she literally whisks the poor child off the toilet, and she's hugging him and kissing him. And like, sure enough, there's like a droplet of something on the toilet seat. And she's like, check, see if it's tinkle, see if it's tinkle. I'm like, honey, you know, how do I check? And she goes, smell it, smell it. As I'm squatting on all fours, sniffing a droplet of urine off our toilet seat, I'm thinking to myself, screw it, might as well do comedy again. So, well, I'm back.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hi.
Hey, Billy, is that you?
Hey, Stan.
Hey, Billy.
How's it hanging?
It's hanging good, Bubba. It's doing all right there, brother. What are you doing?
You know, just chilling like villain.
Yeah, you're getting ready. You're getting your all school stuff. Your mom's probably glad this weekend's that tax-free day where you can get all your notebooks and stuff like that for tax-free.
Yeah.
You know, and discounts on computers and no taxes on that, on clothes and things like that. That's always got to be fun, huh, Billy?
On computers?
Yeah, well, they said like a computer's like $1,000 or less on a computer. You don't get the tax on it.
Oh.
Yeah, they got to use it for school.
But does like PlayStation or Xbox count as
no,
a computer?
No, it does not. It does not.
Anyway,
I was
listening earlier
when
you were asking Junior questions.
Yeah. Life's about, milestones.
Yeah, about how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
And did he say he didn't get drunk until he was 13?
I think that's what he wrote down. Junior, what did you write down? Older?
I wrote down 13, yeah.
Yeah, he was 13. That's you're not there yet. Have you been drunk already, Billy?
Oh, more times than I can count.
You're 12.
Yeah, but I've got a whore for a mother.
Yeah, and just think, on life's milestones, you've Junior was 13, you were younger. How old were you?
Probably seven.
Seven? Where you were drunk?
Yeah, but I mean, it happened by accident, and somebody left a glass of wine laying around, and I didn't know any better, and I just thought it was like Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, and right down the hatch. How did it taste?
Horrible.
Mm, but you drank it.
Yeah, gave me a headache.
Mm. That happened to me, too, Billy, when I was young. My old man put vodka in a milk bottle. And I went home. I want to have some Oreo cookies and a glass of milk. And I was drinking vodka.
Yeah, that's filthy. Nasty.
Yep. I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Why did your dad put vodka in your milk?
He was trying to keep it away from my mom. Didn't want my mom to know that he was, you know, bombed throughout the day. Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah. Friggin' Virginia Slim.
Yep. Hi. So what did you do? Grab him before your mom went next door?
Yeah, I was really probably getting a little bit reckless because I opened an unopened pack.
Oh, she buys by the carton, does she?
Yeah. Well, she left one laying around.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Grabbed one. So wait a second. That was drinking. Have you been had your first kiss with a girl yet?
You mean with a girl or a woman?
All right. You're 12. I would think it would be somebody roughly your age. Have you kissed a grown woman other than your mother?
Yeah.
Who?
I had a pretty deep relationship last year.
At 11?
Yeah. She's in her 20s, and she used to be my teacher.
What?
Yeah.
What? So yeah. Wait a second. So did you just kissed?
No, we did the whole deal. But look, I know she's got a problem.
Yeah.
But I figured, what the hell, I'll go along with it.
Okay,
but
I
had to break it off.
Why is that?
Because a lot of times when we finish, I'd be all happy, and then she'd start crying and want to talk about her feelings. And I can't take it. I'm just a kid.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. How did this happen? What, was she coming to your house? I mean, seriously, your mom was, what, not at home and the teacher came over?
No, she wanted me to go to her house because she was worried that I came from a troubled home.
Yeah, which you did. And she made it more trouble.
Yeah, and then she'd sit up and she'd pull a sheet around her, spark up a joint, and start talking about how nobody understands.
That's, well, geez.
And then she said a bunch of other stuff, but yeah. I really couldn't follow it. And then she'd go to get in the shower, and she'd ask me to put the same damn Pink Floyd album on.
Billy, before I go, would you like me to make a donation to anything?
Well, I have heard you say some things that are inappropriate.
Yes.
And it might be helpful if you would just make a small donation to Black Lives Matter.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.